In the last episode, Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson landed near the ranch house on the Croft property, and upon entering the building were confronted by a strange Mexican. He tells them a fascinating story of a vast treasure of gold coins and precious jewels buried in a cave a few leagues from the Croft ranch house. And the Mexican, Ortez Escobedo, makes the startling announcement that Rip Bender killed his brother and stole the map showing the exact location of the hidden wealth. Now we find them still in the ranch house, Jimmy and Speed listening intently to his tale of the lost treasure.
Si, senors, the dead do not talk. I shall never see my brother Amos again.
Gosh, what a story. But are you sure Rip Bender killed your brother, Ortez?
I am certain, because Ramos always carried the chart with him.
You mean he had the map to the buried treasure?
Si, Senor Robertson. The Benders murdered my brother to get possession of that chart, and the gold, silver, and precious jewels. They would have killed me, too, had I not escaped that evening and fled to the mountains here.
Well, Ortez, that certainly is a remarkable tale. I'm beginning to think...
Speed. Look, Speed. Look through the window.
My great Scott, it's old man Bender.
See, look, it's Bender.
Why is he looking through the window?
I guess he wonders what we're doing here. I'll call him in. Hey, Bender. Hey, come in here, Mr. Bender.
Oh, senors, Bender has come to kill me.
Don't worry, Ortez, you're safe. We won't let him touch you.
Hello, Bender. Come on in.
Howdy, boy. I was up here hunting some stray cattle and I seen your airplane by the cabin here and I figured you must be around somewhere. Well, if it ain't that rascally scamp, Ortez.
Si, Senor Bender, you have arrived just in time. I will...
Hey, Ortez, drop that gun.
Why, you no-account rascal.
No, you don't now, Bender.
Let go of me, Robertson. I'll show this yellow dog...
Drop that gun, Ortez. Drop it.
And here, you fellas, no rough stuff. Grab that Mexican's pistol, Jimmy. All right, Bender, I'll take charge of your shooting iron for a while.
Gringo, Bender killed my brother and he would kill me.
That's a dirty lie. Your brother's a horse thief and you're worse.
Where is my brother Amos?
I ain't seen him. He done left our place owing money.
You lie, Bender. You kill him.
Hey, now wait a minute. Now let's take it easy. You'll get nowhere yelling at each other.
Ah, he's plumb crazy. He's a cattle rustler, too.
I am an honest man, senor.
Never mind all that. Now, both of you, shut up. Now, look here, Bender. Jimmy and I are flying back to the Diamond A right now, and you're going with us.
Nothing doing. I'm taking Ortez down to San Rafael and turning him over to the sheriff.
I would never reach San Rafael alive.
Shut up, Ortez. You're going to be all right.
You're coming back with us, Bender, and we're leaving right now.
No, I ain't no such thing. I got a horse outside.
The horse will get back to the ranch, all right.
Well, if I left him here, why, Ortez would make off with him.
No, he won't, Bender. Now, you're coming with us right now.
I tell you I ain't.
Now, come on, Bender. We're leaving.
You let go of me, Robertson.
You're coming
let
with us now, Bender, whether you like it or not.
Say, listen, Robertson. I'll have the law on you for this, letting a horse thief like Ortez get away.
Now, listen, Ortez. We're going to help you get that. But look out for those Benders. We'll come back soon and talk to you.
Ah, Senor Allen, you help me and we shall get the treasure. But I cannot stay here longer.
Oh, that's right. You better hide up in the mountains and keep an eye on this ranch house. Look for our ship, and when we land out here, you'll know it's all right. Now, here's your gun. I'll give it back to you. As soon as we take off, you beat it.
Gracias, Senor Allen. I shall be watching.
All right, Bender. Get up there in that front seat. Jimmy will fly this ship back.
Now, you're letting the dangerous man get away, Robertson. Or he'll come down to our ranch and knife us all.
Well, look out for that. All right, move over when I get in.
Shall I fly her back, or do you want me to take her?
I'm getting up with Mr. Bender, Jimmy. You take her back.
Oh, that suits me, okay. We all ready to go?
Now step on it, kid. You've got lots of room to get off in.
Yeah, there's worlds of it here.
Anytime you're ready, Jim.
Okay, Speed.
Mother, look, I think that's Jimmy's airplane, off to the west there, see?
Your eyes are better than mine, child. I don't see anything.
Yes, I'm sure it's their ship.
I guess you're right. I can hear it now.
See, they're coming down low, getting ready to land. Let's go out and see them, Mother.
Yes, I'm very anxious to know if they've discovered anything of interest.
Jimmy said he'd take me for a ride over the ranch tomorrow, and Speed Robertson said I'd be perfectly safe with him.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you would be.
There, they've made the landing. Oh, I'm so anxious to know if they found out anything.
To be quite frank with you, Barbara, dear, I don't anticipate much news. But if they had time to visit San Rafael, they may have learned something about the Benders.
Hello, boys. Did you have a good flight? Oh, look, Mother, Mr. Bender's with them.
Why, how strange. He left the ranch hours ago on horseback.
We had a swell ride. Hey, we sure looked over your ranch, too.
Well, let's crawl out, Bender. Here, I'll help you. I wouldn't want to see you walk into a propeller.
Yeah, all right, Robertson. Well, here I am. Thanks.
Why, Mr. Bender, I didn't know you made the trip with the boys.
No, he didn't. We ran across him up in the foothills, and he decided to ride back with us.
Well, some things I gotta look after here, but let me tell you something, Robertson. I don't care for them high-handed methods of yours, and they won't go around this here ranch.
Yeah, sorry you couldn't have had your little gunplay, huh, Bender?
What in the world's happened to Mr. Bender? He seems pretty mad.
Nothing much.
Did you boys see anything of interest on your trip?
Oh, I'll say we did, eh, Speed? Gee, I'm sure glad we landed at that old ranch house of yours.
Oh, tell us all about it.
Go ahead, Speed. You tell a story.
Well, Mrs. Croft, we may have discovered Bender's great anxiety to buy your land.
How wonderful. What is it?
Well, it's a long story, which I'll tell you later, but the gist of it is this. We landed at your ranch house, went inside. There we found a Mexican who had been living there the last couple of weeks.
Well, did you find out anything about him?
Yes, indeed. He told us a story of a hidden treasure somewhere in that mountain range which forms part of your ranch.
A hidden treasure? Great heavens and earth.
As he claims that he and his brother discovered the map showing the location of the treasure, but that the Benders murdered his brother and stole the map.
Why, I never heard of anything so positively weird in all my life.
Yes, and he claims that the Benders are out to kill him. And I must say that old man Bender's actions today certainly bore out his words.
Why, what happened?
As this lad was telling us the story, we caught old man Bender peering in the window. We called him in the house, and when he saw the Mexican, he pulled his gun. I grabbed his hand, or we might have had real trouble.
Boy, I'll say so. And the Mexican pulled his gun, too.
Amazing.
This buried treasure, Mrs. Croft, if such a thing exists, may be the reason for Bender's great interest in your property.
Do you think that Ortiz was lying to us, Bean?
Oh, no, Jim. He believes that story with his whole heart and soul. That's easily seen. But you know, there are hundreds of stories and legends about this country down here.
Yes, but aren't those stories true?
Well, that's just the trouble. Some of them are true. I'd like to see this map. We could get a better idea then of the plausibility of Ortiz's story.
Oh, here comes Rip Bender. Does he know about it?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Hello, Rip.
Howdy, boys. Well, did you see any oil fields hidden up there in them mountains?
Not a sign of an oil rig, Bender.
Well, Mrs. Croft, I reckon we've talked long enough about this deal. Are you ready now to do business?
I don't believe I am, Mr. Bender, after hearing what Jimmy and Mr. Robertson have to report.
I reckon you mean that crazy Mexican they met up at your hunting shack. My old man was telling me about it.
That fella seemed to know you, Bender.
I reckon he ought to know me. Been stealing our horses and cattle. Why, if he went plumb crazy, we'd string him up.
Did you ever meet his brother, Rip?
That crazy Mexican ain't never had a brother. I suppose he was telling you that story about buried treasure.
Yeah, he mentioned something about it.
Don't pay no attention to that galoot. He's plumb out of his head.
Oh, maybe so.
Mrs. Croft, I don't see no sense of wasting any more time. Them boys will tell you that land's just like I says, and I'm going to buy a piece of property today. If it ain't yours, it'll be Hawkins.
Mr. Bender, I don't know just what...
Excuse me a moment, Mrs. Croft. I'll tell you, Bender. Mrs. Croft will be prepared to give you a final answer this evening. But until then, nothing doing. So there's no sense in trying to talk her into it right now.
Looks like you kind of appointed yourself a business manager, Robertson.
I think Mrs. Croft will agree with that plan.
Yes, indeed. You may have my final answer this evening, Mr. Bender.
Well, in the meantime, Jimmy and I are going to do a little more flying.
Where you all thinking of going? Up to look for that Mexican?
No, we just left him, Rip. I'd like to take another look at that Croft ranch, though.
Look out for them mountains to the west with them clouds hanging around them. It makes dangerous flying when the clouds are hanging low.
We'll be careful, all right.
Well, I'll see you at eating time.
Gee, Barbara, I wonder if that Mexican story is true. I wonder if there is a map of the treasure.
Oh, Jimmy, it sounds so wonderful. I wish we could find that map.
Well, I'll talk to you about it later. We've got to get going now.
Take her off, Jim, and then head straight west.
We're at 8,000 feet now, and nothing but clouds in sight.
Ah, you're high enough. Pull over to that level area, Jim.
Okay. Gosh, those two peaks certainly stick up in the air.
Yeah, it's a pretty sight.
Look at that flat tableland.
That's just what I want to see. That's what they call mesa down here.
Looks like it'd make a swell landing field. Pretty high up, though.
Yeah, it sure is. Believe me, you'd land hot at this altitude. That mesa must be 7,500 feet above sea level.
Sure. We can't be over 500 feet above the ground right now.
Hey, look down there, Jim. What does that look like to you?
Huh? What do you mean?
Oh, right under us. You see those long marks on the ground?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. What of it?
Those are tracks of airplane wheels, kid. This place has been recently used as a landing field.
Why was old Mr. Bender so anxious to be alone with Ortez the Mexican? Do the Benders know anything about a map showing the location of a hidden treasure? And who has been using the lonely mesa high on the mountains for a landing field? Don't miss the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.